Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you got it on the radio. It doesn't take our time.
Gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Man, I missed you guys out there this last weekend. I actually took the first weekend off in, years because, I went out to the Portland Grand Prix and had some fun out at the racetrack. So thanks for everybody for tuning in to the Midweek Podcast. This is where we have fun talking about things midweek, and we got an exciting show ahead this next week on Saturday on Around the House with Eric G. So tune in. We'll give you a little more information as the week goes on, but we'll be live out at the Northwest Natural Parade of Homes over at Camas Meadows Golf Course. So stay tuned for that, but we're going to be taking all your calls this weekend anyway. So this will not just be one of those theme shows. This will be talking home improvement. Well, hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about this week about being a DIYer like a pro. Now, we've got some problems out there because of our lack of professionals that are out there doing the trades. Here's the problem. It is hard to find small projects to get done out there. If you want to find a roofer to come out and inspect your roof to take a look at it to see if it's good or not, you're going to have a rough time getting somebody out there to do that. They're not going to want to get involved. If you want to find somebody to come out and fix something quick and fast, you're on a waiting list. And this is where coming in and learning how to DIY and do some of these projects yourself is going to be a huge help. Now, here's the thing. I like to start out, if you're going to dive into DIY projects and dive into it, well, safety is the key to all this. You know, I like to go out and buy the nicer safety gear because, you know something, if it works, it works. And I don't care if it's going out and getting the latest cool Keen boots for the wintertime. That's what I just went out and did with the aluminum toe for doing projects around here and my other TV projects and things that I'm doing. Nice to be safe when you're out working on stuff. So good ear protection, eye protection, all of that stuff will help you out in the long term. Now, here's the thing. When you're doing projects out there, if you've got poor materials, pay attention to that, because even the best professionals struggle with poor materials, trying to make it look good. If you've got knotty wood or old twisted wood, trying to come up with something that is going to look professionally done and look as nice as you want it to be, you got a tough battle ahead. So plan ahead, spend a little bit more and get the right materials, especially when you're dealing with stuff. If you go in and you're doing some drywall projects and you buy just the wrong spackle, or you don't buy the nicer stuff, it can take you a lot longer to get it done. And if a professional struggles with it, you might want to turn around and get the nicer stuff that they can blast through, because it'll be easier for you as well. Now, here's the biggest thing. When you're talking tools are an important part of this equation, because what happens is when you've got good quality tools, now that makes the job easier. I can give a finished carpenter cheap tools and they struggle all the way. So again, if they struggle all the way using cheap tools and you've got lower quality tools that are less accurate, that won't cut things or won't fasten things together or don't have the power to do the job correctly, you're going to fight it all the way along the way as well. So make sure you got the right tools for the job. Now, you know something? Maybe it's a budget thing. Maybe you can't afford stuff, but if you're doing a big project, you might be better off heading down to your home center or your rental store and renting the right tool and using it for a day and then returning it than sitting there battling with it trying to get the project done. So that's another thing to really keep in mind. Now, here's the other thing I like to do. I've been really starting to buy local. And buy local here in the Northwest means you've got a lot of choices. there are a lot of things out there. You've got flashlights and knives and things from Coast Products or Leatherman. I'm a Coast Products person myself. I love those guys over there. You know, I was just talking about Keen Boots, you know, SawStop. If you're going to go out and buy a table saw or a router table, go take a look at SawStop. Plus, it's safe. So there's a lot of different things you can do like that that are buy local, that are here in the Northwest, or wherever you're listening to this podcast from. You know, buying local is a nice thing. And if you can get the right tools for it at the same time, it's just kind of nice to have. So take a look at that. You know, just be careful out there. But here's the thing. As we go forward here, we're going to have less tradespeople over the next few years because we just can't train them fast enough. So as you're working through this stuff, think about doing it yourself. Think about asking for help because it's going to be sometimes in some situations the better way to do it, as well as stay on top of your maintenance. You know, you saw my segment here recently a couple weeks ago. If you didn't, it's up on my Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. I did one on getting the furnace ready. I'm not going to need that furnace for a number of years still, but you know something? Years, number of weeks still. We've got plenty of time here left to the end of summer to try to get fall knocked out. But, you know, this is going to get cool soon, and I didn't want my furnace to be sitting there ready. Just, I knew I needed some maintenance on it. It was giving me some troubles. It wasn't firing off all the time, and I knew I had some kind of an issue. It was just a loose wire, so it was easy. But it needed to be cleaned out. It needed to be maintained. So stay on top of this maintenance stuff. If you stay on top of it, you're not going to be paying premium rates to have somebody come out and fix it when it's 30 degrees outside and everybody's waiting to get that furnace fixed. It's just like the air conditioning. You know, getting the air conditioning fixed in the middle of August is the more expensive way to go than sitting there in May or June trying to get it dialed in. Make sure you stay on the maintenance. Watch out for water if you're in the Pacific Northwest on the west side of the states. Watch out for that. Make sure you start thinking about those projects. Start planning on those fall projects over on the eastern side of the states. You know, if we have a hard freeze this year, make sure you get those things dialed in. Make sure you get those things really taken care of. I'm going to talk in the next coming weeks about some of our fall projects, so we'll talk a little more detail about that. Now, make sure you like our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G, and Around the House Nation, where we've got lots of content up. So I would love to have you go over, like, follow Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. Until then, talk to you on Saturday on Around the House with Eric G, all over the Radio Northwest Network, broadcasting live from KXL, streaming live on KXL.com. And if you miss it, don't worry. You'll be able to stream it, podcast it, everything else from anywhere you listen to that stuff out there on any of those formats. All right. Have a great rest of the week. It's Wednesday. Talk to you on Saturday.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.